But Sheila Martin is here with the business news.
Thanks, Sonia. We are a nation of savers, it appears. According to PTSB's latest Reflecting Ireland report, 75% of Irish people save money on a regular basis. That rises to 84% among the 25 to 34 age group. Leon Shafanin is Chief Sustainability and Corporate Affairs Officer at PTSB, and she joins us in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Priscilla.
Now, saving is important, but I was very surprised at one of the answers in the survey. What did people say when? What did people say they would do if they got a windfall of €1,000?
So, as you said, we're a nation of savers, and three quarter of us are planning to save on a regular basis. Jumps to over 80% for that 25 to 34 year old group. That question about €1,000. The majority of people are saying they'll save it. And there's a couple of things to provide more context in relation to that. Firstly, there are over 40% of people who do not have an emergency rainy day fund. So maybe the finding about if you were got an unexpected windfall of €1,000, that you would put it away for something that you wanted to do maybe later in the year, or as an emergency fund for an unexpected expense, maybe isn't a surprise. Also, that group in the 25 to 34 year old age group, the majority of those are looking to save for a deposit on their first home. So again, €1,000 could go quite a long way to achieving that goal and helping you, you know, plan for your future. But of course, we are all well-intentioned, and maybe some people well-intentioned when answering that question. But for our future selves, maybe we wouldn't be saving quite all of the money, and potentially we could be spending some of it.
Because it was 55% would choose to save it, with only 16% spending it on a holiday.
It is quite high, but I think really when you look at that rainy day fund, with over 40% of people saying they don't have an emergency fund, maybe it's not quite as surprising a finding.
Okay. How many don't save at all?
So there are around 25% of people who are saying that they're finding it difficult to save on a regular basis. People are shopping around for value at the moment as well on everyday expenses. So we've seen that in a marked increase in people looking for better value on everyday utility and service providers. There are some savings opportunities that people are not currently availing of.
Like what?
So tax relief as an example. So only half of us are claiming back tax relief that we are entitled to. And I think that is coming down to a level of awareness. Are people aware of the tax relief that's available first? But also, are they aware that they're eligible? So I'd encourage people to maybe have a look at citizens' information and see what they may be eligible for.
Okay. In relation to consumer sentiment, how do people feel about their finances generally?
Generally, people are feeling more confident in managing their own personal finances. We've seen a major rebound in consumer sentiment overall. People are more positive about the direction the economy is going. They feel more positive about the ability to manage their finances day to day. You know, if we look back to this time 2 years ago, only a quarter of people felt the economy was going in the right direction. That now stands at about 40% now. But of course, half of people are also feeling that we're going in the wrong direction. But overall, I think economic sentiment is very positive at the moment.
And we have more on the Reflecting Ireland report on rte.ie/business. Leon Shafanin from PTSB, thank you very much for that.